Block 1506 at Gateway.
1506, got you at Gateway, you got an operator ill, what's going on there?
Yeah, I woke up this morning ill and I thought I could do it. I talked to the station agent when I got to work, but I have extreme exhaustion, my head is splitting, I have, sorry, hold on, I just left my wife message, let her know I can't finish the shift. I have, sorry, I can't even think straight. Extreme exhaustion. I have, my skin feels like it's on fire, so my clothes feel like sandpaper. And then now I'm upchucking, so my throat is all raw from the vomit coming up into my throat. So I don't know if it's heat-related or if it's something different, but I'm not feeling well at all.
All right, copy that. Well, first of all, do you want an ambulance to come and check you out?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to get hold of my wife because she drove me in this morning because I wasn't feeling well. So she'll pick me up and she'll have her take me to Kaiser Clinic.
All right, copy that. Well, we don't want you driving the vehicle, so let's just have that vehicle stay exactly where it is, and we'll come and take care of you. If you're feeling heat-related, are you getting enough water? Do you feel like you've been hydrated today?
Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, I've been bringing, like, frozen juice and frozen waters, and I've cut back my coffee. I've made it all half-calf so that I'm not drinking as much caffeine. I mean, I've done all that stuff, and trying to make sure I stay hydrated. Matter of fact, I've been blowing the fans on me so much that it's drying out my nasal passages, so I've even had to move the fans off my face because my nose is even dry from, you know, blowing that on me. I'm a ginger and I'm very fair complected and I don't do well with the heat as it is. So I don't know if it's that, but the other stuff like the skin, I don't have a sunburn. I know what a sunburn is. This isn't a sunburn. I don't have any pink to me, but it feels like a sunburn. Like my skin feels like it's on fire.
All right, copy that. I understand you're contacting your wife and you'd like her to take you to seek medical attention on your own. The other thing I just want to ask, have you had any exposure to anyone with COVID? Some of these are COVID symptoms, the headache, the feeling heated, which could possibly be a fever.
Not recently. One of my wife's coworkers had it about 3 weeks ago, and they quarantined him, and then we tested multiple times over the last 3 weeks, and it's been negative. And as well as the other coworker in the office has tested negative for it. That's the only one that I know of.
All right, copy that. We have a supervisor going to come over just to check in with you, but would you like to mark off right now at Gateway and just have your spouse come and take you to seek medical? Is that what you'd like to do? I can call the station agent and make that happen.
I can do that, or I can take the bus back to the garage, whichever is easiest. I know we're really short-staffed, and like I said, I wanted to try and do it because I know we're short-staffed, but I just, after this first shift, I mean, I was afraid to even twist in the seat just because it just was so uncomfortable. So, I mean, I can make it back to the garage, but I can't drive an 8-hour shift of it. I know that.
All right, we just got to disconnect. Stand by. I'm going to reconnect.